I wa te kaumaa whetu iratahi te iarere.
Nei ranga mihi nui kia koe, Renee Maihi, I whai wā. Thank you again for allowing us the time to have a kōrero with you about your mahi. Now, just for our listeners out there, are you able to introduce yourself?
Ko Ngāpuhi te iwi, ko Ngāti Whakaeke te hapu, no reira no Kaikoe ahau, and I te rātu taha ko Te Aroa te iwi, ko Ngāti Whakaue te hapu, no reira no Rotorua ahau, and ko Renee Maihi tōku ingoa. So yeah, I'm from Kaikoe, I'm from the Nōta. My mum was born and raised in Arawane in the Hokianga. My grandfather was the constable up there actually for about 30-something years. And a lot of my childhood was spent in the far north, so I have a lot of aroha for our people up there and our beautiful whenua.
That's awesome, rawe. Now, to all our listeners, can you describe to us what your mahi is, Renee?
Sure, so I'm actually a writer-director in theatre, film and television. I started out as an actress, actually, but I've been writing for probably the last maybe 7 years now, and I started out in the theatre and then moved into film and then started directing as well. And yeah, I've been lucky with that, had work go throughout New Zealand and around the world. But in terms of this kaupapa, as I said, I started out as a playwright, and this work was really generated from a true response to, I guess, some of the struggles that our people are facing. Yeah, so when it was probably in about 2011-12, and I just remember that little girl who had lost her life at the hands of her whānau down in Rotorua. And, you know, knowing, I guess, all the struggles that our people have been through with colonisation, deculturalisation, this type of thing, you know, the mahi tūkino abuse is actually not, missionaries would say, you know, in the past when they came here, that we indulge our children, that we spoil our children. And so I felt that, you know, theatre, I felt really strongly about it, actually. I felt that I had, when I'd seen a matiki, you've got all these kids around you, they're all there, and I said, I know who these little ones are. And I felt that I had to just kind of give them a voice and talk about it in a setting like on the Atamira, where sometimes, you know, it's much easier for us to look at ourselves and, you know, you can hold a mirror up to society so that we can reflect and actually really truly see what the issues are. But this play is not, Patu is not about vilifying our people either. It's about actually seeing our people for who we really are.
All right, tika, tika. Have you got any up-and-coming kaupapa?
Yes, so of course. I mean, I'm not sure if a lot of your listeners will know. We've got our publicity coming up there, and a lot of it's on social media because it's the way, but I'm bringing the play up north, up to the far north. I'm bringing the play to Kaikohe and also to Kaikaia. Now, I've had 100 free youth tickets for the Kaikohe show, but those just went so quickly. The Kaikaia show also has 100 free youth tickets, so youth being 13 to 20, because I guess that's the, you know, the audience needs to be 13 plus for the work. So get in touch with Te Ahu. But yes, I'm bringing this work up here because I believe these are the communities that really need to see the work and deserve to see the work. And I also know that quite frequently, you know, these are the communities that miss out on getting professional work come up.
And I think that, you know, some of our little communities, they're labelled and targeted, you know, for violence.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I mean, I don't want to put any labels on our, you know, communities, but of course we know that, you know, in the far north as well, like, there's not a lot of mahi, there's not a lot of jobs, and generally, like, problems like this are, they're poverty, they're based in poverty, because it's colourblind around the world. You know, you've got communities in Scotland and, you know, in Ireland who are poor and also reflect the same social issues, but, you know, it's quite common in Indigenous communities around the world. You've suffered, you know, colonisation and, you know, that type of fairytale, really. So, you know, I want to bring it up north because there has been a call. You know, I've had people in whānau from Northland who have seen the work in its first season because it's actually been up already. And the work, I was fortunate to win Best Play by Māori Playwright in New Zealand.
Congratulations for that.
And that was good in the sense that it actually really brought a Māori audience to it, its first first-time up. Mm. And I've received a lot of phone calls and emails from people up north saying to me, please, can you bring the work up here? We really, really need it. Mm. What happened, actually, when I was in Kaikohe about maybe 2 months ago for my cousin's wedding, was all of our whānau had stayed at the local kind of RSA out there for the night, and all our cars were parked outside. Mm. And all of our cars, and mine, like my window was smashed, all my clothes were pulled out. And I just felt really mummy that that had happened to me on my Tūnanga Waiwai.
Mm.
And then I felt real mummy for the kids who had actually done it, because we know it was two young kids who were kind of operating in the area.
Yeah.
And I thought, look, how, you know, this is another tohu to bring the work up north.
Yeah. You know, some of our kids need something, you know, to pass time, you know.
And get
some programs going for them. I definitely agree with you. Now, are you able to please give us dates from Kaitaia and Kaikohe and ticketing info and stuff like that, please, Renee?
Absolutely. So, the date for the Kaikohe show is from 6:30pm on the 16th of July. So that's very, very soon.
Mm.
Now, that's going to be at the Kaikohe Memorial Hall. So you can actually order tickets by emailing me at Patua Production, which is P-A-T-U-A Production, without an S, at gmail.com.
Mm.
Or you can text me and I will respond on 021-252-9151. I'll repeat that number at the end. And for Kaitaia, it's a lot easier, actually. Te Ahu are taking care of all of the ticketing. So rangatahi, get in touch with Te Ahu, because I know they're running competitions to give away those 100 free tickets.
Mm.
But you can go to the iSight at Te Ahu Centre or call them up on their 0800 number. So if you just Google it, it's there, and you can purchase tickets from there. Now, tickets are $15 wage, so if you've got a job, or $10 unwaged. Now, the people in the play are some of the top actors in New Zealand. Three of them have literally just walked off Lee Tamahori's set, Lee Tamahori, the director of Once Warriors.
Mm.
A lot of these actors were, you'll probably recognise, they've been on Shortland Street, they've been on, one of them's actually been on Evil Dead, The Patriarch, one of them has had their own series. These are some of the best actors in New Zealand.
Mm.
And we want to bring the work up there, and I want to prove to people, naysayers, that say, you know, will people turn up in Northland, in the far north, and I want to prove them wrong, and I want to see 300 people in those theatres coming to watch the work.
Mm-hmm.
After the work, we will have a forum, so there's an opportunity for the community to respond to the work, to talk about it, to ask our actors questions and myself. So please, please turn up to those shows. You can turn up on the door as well with your money, and we'll let you in as well. But yes, please turn up. The more bookings we get, the more we can justify bringing the work up for in terms of, you know, paying all our actors.
Awesome, Renee. Have you got any last final words? I've just looked at our time and we've run out.
Sure, I can talk, you know, the proverbial tits off a bull. Okay, so last final words, you know, just to our people out there, please, you know, just start gathering your groups together.
Mm-hmm.
I think this work has a real potential to help our communities and heal. That's why I wrote it. So I really want you to get your groups of people together, you know, get 10 people together and come along and see the work. I promise you from the bottom of my heart that you'll get something from it and that your community may start to walk towards even more healing. So kia koutou katoa, ngā mihi aroha nui, kia koutou, and I'll see you all at the show. Last and final, check out our Patua Facebook page for more details.
Mm-hmm.